You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
I totally agree. I think a lot of people just simply aren't doing the personal work. They're just not. They're being very lazy, for lack of a better term, of number one, understanding and knowing and embracing who they are. So those are all three different things, right? And understanding how people perceive them and going through that process that you alluded to. Okay, here's how I want to present to the world. Here is how the world perceives me. If it's the same, am I okay with that? If it's different, am I okay with that? The example that I love to use is Snoop Dogg. When I first started listening to rap, he was like one of the first guys. I think he was 19 years old. This 19-year-old kid doesn't know anything about anything. But at some point in his career, this switch goes off and he became who he is, no matter where he showed up in wherever. So he's doing deals with Martha Stewart and like places that you wouldn't see a person like him, you know, being, because he knows who he is. He knows how he shows up. He smokes weed. That's just who he is. If you're okay with that, then that's great. He can rock with you. If you don't, then so. But I think a lot of people haven't arrived to that place where they're okay with that, right? And they show up as their true authentic selves because they haven't done the work. I want to tie this to business. How does all of that help you to be a successful entrepreneur?
Yeah, so I think there's definitely a balance. So definitely, as you alluded to, knowing who you are, what you want, why you want it, and then having at least an idea of how you're going to achieve those things is very important, because at least you have this baseline to operate from. What I say in business, you have to be very, very aware of as well. It's good to have a strong sense of self, but that includes knowing or identifying what you don't know, what you don't understand, and reaching out and connecting with people and organizations or whatnot early and often to be able to help to fill those gaps in knowledge, in ability to take action on certain things, building platforms, whatever it may be, building a website. You definitely need to make sure that, yes, be very clear what do you want, but it's been so important to be able to be open-minded and listen, because in the corporate space and the work that I did, I'd had X number of years of experience, and so I had a pretty good understanding of how to do it, how to be creative, how to fix things or whatever else. But then you go out into business and all of a sudden you're a baby again. Yes, I have the idea for the business, and yes, I've done a business plan, but that means nothing. How am I going to go out and execute and ultimately create my own economy? And I'm going to need a lot of help. I'm going to have to be very open-minded. And it doesn't mean that now external voices override yours automatically, but it does mean you need to have an open mind to, once again, know what you don't know. So sometimes that decision-making process doesn't even need to be on the table. I have no idea how to do this podcast thing. I'm going to go to LZ, right? So understanding yourself is also making sure that you have enough space and enough flexibility to be who you need to be and what you need to be at the right time. Because a lot of times in business, it's not just having a standard offering and this is what we do and we bang the table about this. Sometimes it is being able to create creative like solutions for your customer based on listening to what they need, as opposed to trying to present what you do well. And so it is kind of this gray area that forces you to become even more flexible and even more open, and it humbles you even more. Because once we find our space and our niche and we're really comfortable in it and we do it really well and we get to make some money on it, that's always exciting. But the business world is changing so fast. We have to still be open to it, but still have that strong sense of self to make sure that things are equitable. And I wouldn't even say balanced, because it's not going to be 50-50, 50% of the time the internal voice is the loudest. That always stays there, but wisdom will always be able to say, okay, but this is the time I need to be quiet. Listen to what she's saying. I came to her and I paid her $500 an hour to listen to what she has to say. So I have to put this in the background and suspend that for a little bit so that I can learn something new, right? Because she may be telling me some things that I'm uncomfortable with. And if I'm not careful, the negative aspect of my ego could come in and begin to speak a negative narrative that could sabotage the opportunity to learn something new. And so it's not just trusting yourself, it's making sure that you're listening to the right voices. And business really exposes that quickly, because unless you're a jack of all trades, you're going to have to get a lot of help to make this thing work. And so I think there's a balance there. But once again, it's just still having that internal awareness to be able to turn it on, turn it off, speak, be quiet, and everything in between. Because for me, life has taught me so much in this past 2.5 years about myself. And it's forced me to get better. It's forced me to become a better version of myself. It's addressed and challenged every single fear that I had, and I've had to face every single one more than once. Is this going to be the day where we shut the doors because you're afraid to do X, or because you don't feel like you have the funds, or because you don't blah, 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 or whatever else it is? And every time you move past that perception barrier, you realize the answer is right on the other side. It was only mirage. It's all good. You're here for a purpose. But you have to be able to move through and be flexible, because even if you've done the work, I think it's really a lifetime. It never ends. You do the work, and then you go up another staircase of life, and then you're like, oh crap, I'm scared again. And you repeat the process again. So no one ever gets there. It's just a matter of saying, I understand myself enough to know when it's time to go back into this recreation of self, because now I'm in a different space and who I was doesn't fit where I'm going or whatever else. And that's a very much internal process. But anytime you're going through a shift, it's challenging. And the best example I give, if two people are on a motorcycle, there's one person driving, the other person kind of holding off from behind. On the straightaways, everything is great. But when you hit the turns, if both individuals who are riding the motorcycle don't lean together, that's when most wrecks happen. When you're going into a turn, one person leans one way, the other person leans the other way, and then the bike spins out. And so in life, we have to understand that on the straightaways, it's going to be a little easier because we've worked up enough patience and strength to hit those straightaways fine. And we don't have to worry about that. But when things begin to shift around us, it could be things happening in our personal lives, within our families, health issues, whatever it may be, then there's a curve. How are we going to respond then? And who we truly are on the inside is based on, or is exposed, based on how we respond when we face challenges. When things are easy, everyone can be Michael Jordan. When things get challenging and there's 15 seconds left, you have to knock down 3 free throws in order to just tie the game. That's when who you truly are is exposed. And so it's a dynamic process, and that's okay, right? And so we don't have to worry about getting there and being perfect. It doesn't exist. And once again, I'm learning that having a perfect balance may or may not necessarily be the right idea. But let's be equitable, because sometimes we're going to have to put in 50, 60 hour weeks to get the thing up and running and to close some clients or whatever else. And then things balance out and you have more clients, you have employees, and you may need to spend a little bit more time with that significant other and kids because you sacrifice a lot of time for about 3 months to do X, Y, and now it's time to invest more in the wife and kids. But you have to just be internally aware enough to know when to make those adjustments. And just being kind to yourself every single day goes a long way, because you're not going to get it right. And so, yeah, it's just a very dynamic thing to be a business owner, because you thought you did the work or a lot of work, and then you're like, oh crap, I'm back to square one. But it's a blessing though, man, because that means that there is a higher level that we are at the bottom of that staircase on, and there's an opportunity to go straight up, and then a new level of understanding and wisdom and character and all those things that you'll gain will be your new foundation. So the foundation continues to build and get stronger as you go along in life. And that just allows you to be able to be dynamic when you need to, because that's what life requires. Like, nothing is just going to be all straightaways and all wins. We're going to take some L's and bounce back.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.